You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zulli.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Welcome to another wonderful show of Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Ready to do it once again. Ready to get down funky the easy way, guys. Talk about some cool things that's happened, what's coming up, how we do it the easy way, how you can do it the easy way, all the cool stuff that you can follow, and you know all of our platforms, and how you can become a star, become famous, and get out, get your brand out there, and you know do some amazing things. As you can tell, guys, probably my voice is a little out of it. I'm a little sick this morning, but actually I had to do the show. I can't not say what's up to my fans. So I want to say thank you to everybody that's been hitting me up with on the Easy Talk Live fans page, as well as the Eric Zulli fans page. Everybody that's sent me messages, and I love all you guys. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on the 21st, June 21st, at Busby's, California. I am going to be there. I don't care how sick I am. I'll go there wearing a mask if I have to. I want to see my fans, and I wanted to support Kaylee Stallings. She's doing her thing, and her music is great. She's a 14-year-old artist, and she's releasing her CD. It's her album debut. A lot of great support, a lot of celebrity support. And, you know, so I'm going to kick this off with Kaylee Stallings. Her song, it's called Gone. Her album's called Gone. And, you know, she's doing her thing. So, yeah, I want you guys to give her love the easy way. Yes, sir.
Now I know what you should. Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
www.thewtv.com or wtvnetworks.com if you guys want to see some cool news and things from New York and Miami and Las Vegas and Hollywood and Los Angeles and all over. We got people that are posting like crazy on there. It's a digital newspaper and a web TV station, so check that out, guys. It's awesome. And so I'm really excited to talk about what the show is today, man. We got Megan Henry going to be coming on around 10:40. Megan Henry is the former Miss Teen Asia USA. She's in an amazing pop group called Girl Radical. Tons of fans. Shout out to any of the Girl Radical fans that might be listening to the show. And it's gonna be awesome. We're also gonna be highlighting and actually talking about a couple highlights of events. In fact, to help me do that, I'm gonna bring in one of my Easy Way angels. Her name is Sonia Harley, and she does it the Easy Way. She was actually at the event last night. We did an amazing event with Shikhar Rahadi, which is a designer that's dressed over 60. Amazing models on the Oscars, and I mean that's the business. So Sonia Harley, what's going on?
Hey, everything is going on today because last night's event was totally a success for the Easy Show, for the Easy Way Angels, for Vanity Drink, for Project Mermaids with Angelina, and it was super, super cool. Kane was there and spreading all the good light and the news of, like, you know, the collaboration with Easy Way and Henning doing the experience. It was awesome. The models were great. Shikhar Rahadi's outfits, his clothes and stuff, all of the gowns and stuff were, like, totally beautiful. And the energy was just really high in the place. So it was really fun.
Okay, awesome. And I want you to also tell them about TT with EZ and just keep on talking for a little bit. I'm gonna go ahead and let you take the floor, Sonia, as an awesome Easy Way angel. Tell them a little bit about yourself. But mainly, you know, tell them what we're doing for talents. And I'm going to be right back, guys. Thanks, Sonia.
Okay, right on. Well, my name is Sonia Harley, and I'm an artist. And I play a little guitar here and there. No, actually, play. And I toured Europe with Social Distortion, which was like an amazing, amazing experience for me. I sang with Stevie Wonder, and my music director, actually, Daryl Crooks, was music director for Chaka Khan and for the Commodores. And I'm also currently now working with Daryl Swan, who did Macy Gray's project, and now he's doing a little thing with Kevin Hart. And so I feel really, really just blessed all the way around and excited about working with Easy and being an Easy Way angel, and also being having the Sonia Harley's TT with Easy segment where we feature talent, but not just talent that, like, you don't have to be a singer or an actor or anything. Like, we do talent across the board. So if you have a lawn mowing company, basically that's a talent. That's an extension of you and what you do, and it's something that your heart felt about. We will show you how to market it. We will show you how to brand it, and we will get you out there to millions of people so that we can help you promote your business. And that's what we do on Sonia Harley's TT with DZ. I'm having a really
good day. I'm jumping in here, Sonia. If any of the fans out there want to know how we do it the Easy Way and how you can do it the Easy Way and meet some people in the industry and have a good time, come to some great events, you can call us at 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. We'd love to hear from you. And we're actually going to be featuring Kaylee Stallings on the 21st, and that's an event that you want to come to, guys. If you want tickets, you can just go to easywaybroadcasting.com or actually go to my application as well as the just type in Kaylee Stallings, actually, K-A-Y. I make it so difficult for everybody, man. I tell you guys too many things. Let's just keep it simple. Go to K-A-Y-L-E-Y Stallings on Facebook, and you'll see Kaylee Stallings' CD release and concert. And that's where you want to go. All the information's there. And, yeah, I try to get you guys to my stuff first because I want the numbers, and then I bring you to everything else. But I want you guys to – I want it to be simple. We do have a caller. Let's go ahead and grab this caller. In fact, Sonya, why don't you keep on telling them what it is? Let me go ahead and see who this caller is and make sure that everybody's comfortable and coming on the air live. And, okay. You know, tell them about the show tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Teens Wanna Know, executive producer Willie Pina. And Teens Wanna Know is a big teenager show. If anybody knows, most likely the listeners that are listening knows about Teens Wanna Know. If you don't know about it, definitely Google it. Definitely go to YouTube, Teens Wanna Know. Tell them how fun the show is, and tell them all about behind the scenes, Sonya. I'll be right back.
Yeah, guys, you have to totally come on and watch the show. Definitely follow the link. Tune into the show. Watch the show. We're going to have Willie Pina on the show tomorrow for Teens Want to Know. And the whole show tomorrow is going to be based around teenagers and their crazy life. Like, I have a niece right now who's 14, and she's freaking amazing the way that teenagers think. And, I mean, I'm not too far from it, but I'm not as you know, just sort of like spontaneous as they are. Everything has to be fun, and it has to keep moving. It has to be electric. It has to be energized, or else they like lose their concentration super quickly. So that the show Teens Want to Know is based around that. Eric has a way of knowing how to keep it going so that you don't lose interest. So I definitely want you guys to tune in tomorrow with Willie Pina, and I'm sure he gets it as well. That's the reason why he has the show, because he relates to teenagers, and I totally relate to teenagers as well. The Easy Way Angels are going to be doing a show as well tomorrow, and I'm the coordinator for the Easy Way Angels, and we're going to be talking about all things that have to do with teenagers tomorrow. So it's going to be super fun. I'm still not going to tell
you guys. It is
going to
be super fun. I got to jump in here, Sonya, because we got to stay on time. We do have our special guest in line, guys. Her name is Megan Henry. I'm going to go ahead and pop one of her songs on, which is just blowing up right now on the charts. The music video is awesome. I suggest you guys look up Megan Henry on YouTube. You'll see immediately it's the main featured video. She crashes the party, and she kills it when she does it. Like I said, Megan Henry is the former Miss Teenager USA, and she's an amazing pop group, and I'm going to play her song, and when we come back, we'll tell you guys a little bit about her. We'll bring her in, ask her some questions, and put her in the easy hot seat. All right, guys, give us an Easy Talk Live every Thursday here with my wonderful co-host today, Sonya Harley, the Easy Way Angel, every morning, 10:30. And remember, guys, all you have to do is go to Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and all of our shows. We have 6 shows a week. All of our shows are great shows. Just click on the banner and then click on the big old sign that says click here to listen live. And all right, guys, so this is Megan Henry. Awesome song. I want you guys to post your comments, call us up, tell us what you think, and we'll be right back.
Tell us what you think.
You ready for this? Let's go.
guys. Yeah, I know that's a hot track, huh? So we are about to, Megan's about to walk in the studio here. So before she gets in, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about Megan Henry. Megan Henry was born in, and I'm probably going to just destroy her bio here, but I'm going to try. Jakarta, Indonesia, on January 7th, 1995. She immigrated to the U.S. with her mom at the age of four to San Dimas, California, a little town in San Gabriel Valley. Ever since she was a child, Megan loved to sing, so her mom put her into Vocal Power Academy to advance her vocals, and it's pushed her to become the voice of her elementary school, singing in the national anthem. She sung the national anthem at all of her schools and games. After elementary school, she became a voice major at one of the best performing arts middle schools in L.A., Milliken Middle School. Her talent shined through again, and she was chosen to sing for the mayor of L.A., Antonio Villagoza. He gave me an award. Yeah, we got something in common. All right. Not only was Megan talented, but she was also a straight-A student and accelerated in school, and she was accepted to the renowned L.A. County High School for the Arts as Vocal Major of the Year earlier than her peers. And her time in high school proved to everyone that she was just a good leader, as she was a singer, being elected class president during the Symphony of the Year. By the age of 14, she was composing and recording her own original songs with producer Ronnie King, who has worked with such sensations as Mariah Carey and Snoop Dogg, and already the young starlet has been nominated for 5 awards and won 5 Newcomer 2010 by the Independent Music Network. By 16, Megan had already graduated high school and was accepted into a private university on scholarship. Megan also was Miss Teen Asia USA in 2011 after representing her home country of Indonesia in the cultural pageant. With this title, she has been able to introduce the cultures and traditions of the Asian countries in the United States. Megan has shown her support for causes she believes in by making and many public appearances at the events and promoting her platform of living above the influence, which entails anti-drinking, anti-drugs, anti-peer pressure, and anti-bullying. All the while, Megan released her two hit singles in 2012, Alone. Her music video for her first single of her album, Crash a Party, which you guys just heard, received over 1 million hits on YouTube. More recently, her music video for her second single, They Don't Know, hit 500,000 views in just 2 days, and it's already Megan's second million on YouTube. Wow. Megan is now part of a new girl group, Girl Radical, created by J.C. Chazes from NSYNC and Golden Globe award-winning producer and songwriter Jimmy Harry. Following in the footsteps of Michael Jackson, Leanne Rimes, and Miley Cyrus, Los Angeles' own Megan Henry is striving to become her generation's pop music prodigy, not only wanting to be a singer, songwriter, and producer, but also to be a professional in the music industry. Well, I'll tell you guys, she's about to do it the easy way. She's here on Easy Talk Live, and here she is, Megan Henry! I'm tired, man. I gotta catch my breath after that. What's going on, Megan? Megan Henry. Paging Megan Henry. You are kidding me. If I lost her after that wonderful intro, Megan Henry. Megan Henry, where are you? Megan, did I get you? Megan?
Hello?
There you are. Okay, I did that wonderful intro, and it didn't go smoothly into the show. Anyway, we got you. There's too many callers. I couldn't find you. You know, I thought I had you. I must have clicked the wrong one. Who knows? But you're on the show now. Megan Henry is on doing it the easy way on Easy Talk Live. Welcome to the show. I'm going to do this again. Megan Henry! What's going on, girl? Welcome to the show. Thank you for your time to come on, talk to your fans, talk to everybody. I'm also going to bring on your guy, Russ, which is hired Easy Way Promotions to help with the big Kaylee Stallings CD release party, because I want to make sure he does you justice, and I want to make sure everybody knows that you came to us through him. Russ Niebert, are you there?
I'm here, Easy. Good morning, my man. How you doing?
Good morning, man. Is your son Matthew there?
He is.
Hello.
Hey Matthew, so we got a bunch of stars on the show today. So Russ, I want to give you about a minute or so to Megan is your goddaughter, and she's hosting this wonderful event for Kaylee, and I try to do her justice on the intro, and I botched it all up. So can you fix it for me? Can you help me?
Actually, you did pretty good. I don't know. The only thing I would say is it's Jakarta, Indonesia, not Jakarta.
Thank you.
But that was very cool. You did her justice. Megan, I've known Megan now for several years, obviously, and just watched her grow, watched her become Miss Teenage USA, and work over the years with, you know, guys like Andrew Lane. You mentioned her other producer, which I'm just blanking on the name right now. I'm sorry. But Megan is, she's a star in her own right. And anybody who can put up music on YouTube and hit 500,000 views in 2 days. And by the way, that first one, Crash a Party, I think, Megan, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't that go over 1 million views like in a month or something like that or less? I can't remember now, but I know it was
pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. So, I mean, this girl, it's obvious why J.C. Chazé, another pronunciation there, former member of NSYNC, loved to pick her up to become a member of his group, because this girl's talented. And I am really, really excited and happy to have her co-hosting our event on Saturday, just 2 days from now, at Busby's East in L.A., from 2 to 6:30, we got my other client, Kaylee Stallings, who's another up-and-coming star, only 14 years old, singer-songwriter. And Megan stepped up. I called her, and I said, hey, Megs, I'm doing this event. You want to come in and co-host? I got Ashley Argota from ABC's The Fosters and Zach Callison from Teens on Air, another radio show that you're familiar with, EZ, I know. And he also is the voice of Steven Universe. But, Megan's going to be there, and I suggest, folks, if you want to meet this girl, not only is she gorgeous, she's extremely intelligent, she's talented, she'll be happy to talk to you if you're at the show in between her duties on stage and sign autographs. You can catch her on the red carpet. I'm sure she'd love to see you guys out there cheering her on. And, come out to the event. We also got Matthew Jacob Wayne, who's sitting right here with me, and another little actor that's going to be there, and just a whole bevy of celebrities and tons of media. It's going to be a big party. And Megan, I'm going to let you talk about yourself a little bit, Megan, so you can.
Well, before we bring Megan in, let's go ahead and let's ask Kaylee this question. Hey, Kaylee, are you blushing right now?
Hey, how are you? Hi, what's up?
We're good. It's a big old party. We're all hanging out, guys. So you guys have been hearing all week, in the last couple of weeks, you've been hearing about this big Kaylee Stallings CD release blowout hosted by Ashley Argota from ABC's Families, The Fosters, and Nickelodeon, and Megan Henry, and of course, Zach Callison, who hosts my show, Teens on Air, on Easy Way Broadcasting. And now we have so many celebrities that are coming in to support, over 14 media companies. It's just blowing up. We're having a blast. This is the actual voice of what we've been talking about. She is here with us, Kaylee Stallings. She's 14, and if you guys want to look her up on theeasyshow.com, she was actually on my show. You'll be able to see her do her thing, see her perform on green screen on our big show. Kaylee, how do you feel right now? You got all the support, and did you ever expect your event to get this big?
No, not at all. I mean, originally when I put this event together, like, the thought was to just have a bunch of good fans and people that I love to come and do it. And this has just blown up and turned into something I couldn't even imagine.
Well, we're glad that you're enjoying it. And, you know, Easy Way combined with AANM Promotions just started putting the word out. And, you know, I think after being on my show and you showing your talent, I think a lot of people was like, wow, you know, we want to support this and we want to go at it. But so I wanted to bring you in real quick, Kaylee. Is there anything, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to a minute, particularly that you want to promote on the show, and then we're going to get to Megan to blow you up some more and make you blush.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you about the event. It's June 21st, and there's going to be tons of celebrities. Megan Henry will be there, Ashley Argota, just a lot of crazy, talented bands and celebrities, and I'm very excited.
And we're very excited to hang out with you and have you, and it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, and Megan, are you there? Or did we lose you again? She keeps dropping. All right, well, then we'll hang out with you, Russ, and Kaylee. In fact, you know what? No, I played your song once. I'm going to play it again so it just gets embedded and just subconsciously familiar in all of our fans' heads. What's the name of your song that you're going to be releasing and you're going to be just blowing everybody's minds with on the 21st on June?
Well, there's three songs, but the EP is called Gone.
The only one I have is this one. Hold on. What's the name of that one?
That would be Might Have Stayed.
That's
the first song I ever wrote called Might Have Stayed, yeah.
Might Have Stayed. Okay, so Might Have Stayed, am I saying that right?
Might Have Stayed.
Okay, so this is Kaylee Stallings, Might Have Stayed, and when we come back, we're going to get into it, get down the nitty-gritty with Megan, her life, her ups and downs, you know, how she got over her frowns and how she's just taking over the Hollywood town now. You guys listen to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, accompanied by Sonia. I hope she didn't fall asleep on me. All right, guys, this is Kaylee Stallings.
I'm here,
we'll
and I love having Kaylee on the show. She's freaking rocks.
Yes, she does. All right, guys, so we'll be right back. Now she's got signal, so she is doing the whole show standing on her head. How cool is that? What's up, Megan?
How are you? I'm so excited to be on the show. Good to see you again, or hear from you again. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you again, too. Do you remember when we first met? Do you remember which red carpet was? I'm going to give you the easy way trivia.
I forgot. I remember you told me, though, and I just have, like, really bad memory. I forgot, though.
Oh, well, if anybody wants to find out where we met, you can go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, and we'll post a picture, we'll post something. All right, so I like to start out with love for the fans, man, because I'm a fan of your music. I mean, you're doing it big, Girl Radical, a million views, girl. Like, you're really killing it on a viral perspective, and your song is great. You know, let's start off the show with a real cool thing we can do for the fans. You know, if they go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, you know, we can put on your music video or we can put on your picture. What's some stuff we can give some of your fans? How can we give back to your wonderful Girl Radical fans and Miss Teenager USA you know, you do so much stuff, so you probably have fans in every direction. Let's brainstorm together right here on air. I love putting people on the spot.
You know, like, my fans have been supporting me from the very beginning, and they're the reason that I sing and do my music, you know. And so when I meet them and get to know them, it's awesome. And one of the events that I'll be at is, you know, Kaylee Stallings' CD release party on Saturday. And I think it would be so great.
There you go. Let me stop you. So let's do this. Let's do a contest. Let's do something where if we're going to post it on the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just going to kind of grab you when I come up with any ideas and you're talking for contest type stuff for your fans. So we can give away, say, you know, 2 free tickets to the Kaylee Stallings. Elevator Magazine, Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV Networks, PR photos. It goes on and on, the type of press exposure that they can get. And not only will they be able to come to the event, but I will guarantee, since I own the network, I'll guarantee to post them on our network to be seen by millions of people. And maybe we can, you know, get them to get interviewed by you. How about that? How about an interview by you, Megan?
That sounds like
a special
great
fan
idea,
gets to
actually.
Get in Kaylee's event and gets a special interview by you. What do you think?
That sounds really great. I'd love to do that.
There you go. All right, guys, you're hearing on air from Megan Henry's lips herself. If you win this contest, and we'll be posting on the Kaylee Stallings CD release and concert invite page on Facebook. Mainly it'll be coming from the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. And all you do is you search letter E, letter Z, Way, W-A-Y, Broadcasting on Facebook. Like that page. We're going to post a post on there, and you'll see Megan Henry's picture. You'll see Kaylee. You'll see something that you'll obviously know it's the contest. We'll say it on there, and we'll look for your comments at the bottom and just answer the questions. We'll look for the most unique stuff, and the winner, that's so cool, and thank you, Lord, for giving me my freestyle brain. I don't know where that came from, but the winner will get on WTV Networks, on my network, with well over 25 million viewers. And we've interviewed and covered people like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp. It goes on and on. You'll be associated with content like that, as well as being interviewed by your superstar, Megan Henry. And, you know, we'll see what other fun stuff we can do. But we're going to be looking for you guys to go on that fans page and post your comments. And you can also win two free tickets. And I'll take the bullet. If Russ doesn't like this, I'm going to say it. You get two free tickets if you win this contest. And Russ can beat me up later. All right, so let's get into you, Megan. So now we know what we're going to do for the fans. You guys know what to do. I want to hear your story. You Miss Teen Asia USA, and now you're doing the pot. Like, how did everything develop? You know, tell us from when you're a child and how it grew and who you met and your obstacles, the whole thing.
I started as a child model when I was about 4 years old when I came here to the United States. And then I got into acting and doing a lot of commercials. But then I got into singing and dancing, and I thought that was, like, way cooler. And I got to write my own songs, and it was just, like, a really cool outlet for me to express myself. So I think I stuck to that because of that, so I could, you know, share my thoughts and, you know, my stories and stuff like that. So I think that's how I got started. I started singing professionally when I was about 14, and I came out with my first album when I'm 18, and I wrote that when I was really young. But, yeah, my music has definitely grown with me. I've gone into, as you heard, Crash a Party, there's, like, dubstep in it, and there's a lot of dancing in the music video, and my look is edgier. And the pageant, I think, was, you know, just a really good experience for me. I wanted to dip my fingers in as many things as possible before, you know, I grow up and choose what I want to be or anything like that. And I think it was great to reach out to organizations and charities and really push my platform of living above the influence, which I did for about over a year, but I still continue to do that even after my reign is over. And I'm still part of the pageant family, and I love still going to events and, you know, stuff like Kaylee's party. I love to do that too. So it's been a real roller coaster for me. And of course, right now I'm in the girl group Girl Radical with JC Shazay from NSYNC and Jimmy Harry, and they're really great. We're doing a lot of big things right now. So just keep your ears open.
Wow, it sounds like a fun little beginning story. So can you talk to us a little bit about when you were, you know, coming up, meeting your agents, meeting your managers, you know, meeting your team, you know, how did your team develop? You know, how did the team happen for you? Because a talent's success is the result of their team.
Well, I think my team was really me and my mom. She was like my momager, and she did everything
for
me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Sonia. She's still with us. I thought you were asleep, Sonia.
No, I'm
like
here. I have a
momager
too.
No. Okay, so maybe continue. Please tell us about your story about your mom being your momager, and Sonia, we can bring in.
She found like all my agents, and she got me a lot of connections. So she really did a lot for me. But right now I do have an agent and I've been growing with her and we've been talking and kind of like developing an image for me, but I'm also doing that on my own. And of course with Girl Radical, they've been helping me. So it's in the works still.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, family support. And we also have our co-host today. She's helping out. She's one of our Easy Way Angels, Sonia Harley, which is also a very talented artist. She's performed with Stevie Wonder, and she does amazing, amazing things. And she is a momager as well. And Sonia, do you have any questions in regards to having a momager, since you have a momager?
Yeah. So, like, at what point in time did you realize that you needed to have, like, an agent on top of your momager? Because you don't necessarily need, like, another manager, really, right? You just need someone to help facilitate, get more things done, maybe? Like, when did you and your mom decide together that maybe you should get, like, an agent, you know what I mean, or someone else to kind of take you a little further than from what she was doing for you already?
Well, when I was 4 years old and I started doing the child modeling, that was when I first got my first agent. So my mom got me into a room full of agents, and then I guess my child modeling thing was like my audition for them. And then from then on, I've changed to several different agencies, trying to find the right one for me. But I think my mom always knew that I needed an agent just because, you know, she didn't know much about the industry. We were still learning. So once we got an agent, we knew what we were looking for, and then we changed to someone that would fit me more, if that makes sense.
I got you. Yeah, because it's really important that they get you, right?
Right. It's really important that they know where you want to go and what you want to do and that they work with you to get to your goal.
Now, Megan, when you're hitting the red carpet, and you have to dress. I mean, let's go over the system of going to red carpet, because there's a lot of people all over the world right now that are listening to the show and wonder about Hollywood and red carpets. You have to dress a certain way. You have to be prepared. How do you prepare yourself to network at a red carpet?
That's a really good question. I think.
Well, I'm a really good host, so I'm told.
I think a lot of my networking experience came from the pageant that I was in. I really learned a lot about networking and being more outgoing, learning to speak the right way and have the right poise, posture, that kind of stuff. So I think the main thing is just being confident and knowing the people that you're talking to. But yeah, confidence is key for me. I go out there and I'm myself, and I'm, you know, hopefully people like me and I'll make connections with new people.
That's great. You answered it how I was looking for it. You just be yourself, and people kind of recognize the realness, you know. So I'm glad you said that. And so you have an amazing song. How the heck did you get a million views on your music video? What's your secret? Can I have some of your views?
You know, I've been working on my music for a while, and a lot of my core fans are from Indonesia, which is where I'm from. So a lot of those views came from Indonesian fans.
I'm going to open up the lines here before we let you go, because we do need to get into our next segment, which is an award-winning director with Tony Awards, and he was the creator of the Jeffersons TV show character, George Jefferson, and it's an amazing segment. So I hope your fans, I hope everybody tunes into his segment and stays in the line. But I want to give your fans a chance to ask you a couple questions, and we're going to open about three lines. So I'm just going to just grab some lines here, and I haven't screened the calls because I haven't had time, and I'm taking the time now. So we're going to answer 0800-314 area code. You're on live with Megan Henry at Easy Talk. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Ed Callison. This is Ed Callison. How you doing, Megan? How you doing, Eric?
Ed Callison, what's up, man? Oh, you were supposed to. I'm just grabbing calls, man. So Ed Callison, the father of Zach Callison, is on with us, guys. Ed, do you have a question for Megan or any comments for the show?
I do a couple comments. Number one, Zach is in the middle of still a recording session. I thought he would be done, but he's still recording. So I went ahead and called on behalf of Zach, letting you guys know that, number one, Megan, We're looking forward to hearing you and watching you with the co-hosting on Saturday at Kaylee Stallings' event. Zach's really pumped about it. And not just that, but I know that, Eric, you've been working hard with Mr. Russ there, getting this event up and going, and it's going to be a great time. Those that do not have their tickets yet need to get in and get those tickets before they sell out. This is not only going to be a lot of fun, there's going to be some great music, and naturally, you know, Kaylee Stallings is going to be the highlight of the whole day. I believe Ashley, is Ashley on the line as well today or no?
Ashley wasn't able to make it, unfortunately, today.
Okay. Right on. But Ashley Argota is going to be there as well. Just want to let you guys know, if you haven't got your tickets, you need to get your tickets. This is going to be fun. And tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., Teens on Air, Zach Callison will be interviewing Kaylee. And it's going to be a great show tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Make sure you do tune in to that show tomorrow night. And, Megan, I haven't heard you sing live, but I've heard the video a while ago, or the song with your video. Obviously, they got a million hits. I'm really psyched to see you perform.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You're in for a treat, Mr. Callison. This is Russ again. You're in for a treat when you see Megan, for sure. All these artists that are going to be there, everybody's in for a treat. So Ed's right, everybody. Get your tickets. You can get your tickets online. If you go real quick, a shout-out to HTTP, tinyurl.com, Kaylee Stallings CD release. And that's our event page. There's a link on there to get tickets. As Ed says, please go get them now, because they're really ramping up. They're starting to go. So you don't want to miss this. You truly don't.
Right on. And also, Russ, by the way, Kaylee Stallings, Kaylee, you're on the line. We have had the privilege of not just hearing Kaylee live. Zach has performed with her at some other shows, and you're in for a treat. If you haven't seen Kaylee Stallings perform as well, you are in for a big, big treat. It's just going to be a great day. So 2 o'clock it all starts on Saturday, runs till 7. It's going to be nonstop 5 hours of fun, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, guys, and we don't have Ashley Argota, but we do have a shout out from her specifically for this event, so I'm going to play it. Now there's two shout outs, and I'm going to be honest, if I'm playing the wrong one, I'm going to stop it and I'm going to retract it. But this is Ashley Argota telling you guys, you need to come to this event. It's June 21st, and the giveaways are beyond. And we'll talk about that in a second after the shout out. This is Ashley Argota telling you about Kaylee Stallings CD release party.
Hey everyone, Ashley Argota here from True Jackson VP and now ABC Families, The Fosters. What I really want to tell you guys about is a great event coming up next month, June 21st, at Busby's East in Los Angeles. This incredibly talented 14-year-old pop sensation, Kaylee Stallings, is releasing her debut CD, Gone, and AA&M Promotions is throwing a party and concert event to celebrate. I'm going to be there hosting along with actor Zach Callison from the animated feature film Mr. Peabody and Sherman and the voice of Steven on Cartoon Network's Steven Universe, as well as Miss Teen Asia USA and all-girl pop group Girl Radical member Megan Henry. Kaylee's invited some great musical talent, too, who's going to be performing there before Kaylee takes the stage to perform her original songs off her debut album, Live. So come on out and join me, Ashley Argota, to support my friend Kaylee Stallings and her music. You guys can go ahead and get more information and purchase tickets by going to www.facebook.com/AAMPromotions or www.easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. See you guys there.
Thank you, Ashley. See, I'm telling you guys that this is the event to be at. Now, that's June 21st, Saturday, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock at Busby's East. Busby's in off Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. Megan, you're amazing. I definitely want to have you on. We have a television show, which is nationally syndicated. It's a green screen talk show. And we can have a lot of time to actually really get to know you and really interview you and really just highlight your amazing career and also the strength. And I know you've gone through a lot of obstacles and how you've overcome those obstacles. Really want to talk to you, so we'd love to have you come on the Easy Show, which Kaylee has been on, and then we can have a lot more time with you, and we'll have all your fans, and we'll have you perform, too. We'll put a guitar in your hand.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, so on behalf of AANM Promotions and B-Ladies Designs Shoes, as well as Vanity Drink, This show is brought to you by VanityDrink.com. We really appreciate you coming on. And any other questions that we couldn't get to, you guys can go to Easy Way Broadcasting. Megan, would you mind answering some of the fans' questions and hitting our fans' page so we can make sure that if we didn't have the time today, unfortunately, we can do it on the fans' page or we can do it on the blog and you make sure we try to interact as much as possible.
Do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, before we let you go, I just have to ask you because you have such a beautiful voice, and I do it the easy way, and tell you, can you sing? Can you do a little something? Can you sing? Tell people to follow Eric Zulli on Twitter, and how Megan Henry and I do it the easy way. Come up with something creative.
Oh no!
Come on, you love me, I'm gonna give you love on the carpet if you give me love.
Thanks for Saturday. If you guys want to hear me say it, you guys got to come to Kaylee's party.
Yeah, well, you could do that too. That's fine. Tell your friends in the background to stop laughing at my question. All right, so it's all good. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Megan. If you want to sing, come to Kaylee's selling CD release party or something and say bye to your fans. We're going to go ahead and go into our next segment, Director's Corner.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Hey, Easy, it's Russ again. You got 15 seconds to shout out some love to my sponsors who are stepping up with raffle prizes.
Definitely, Russ. Go ahead and chat. 15 seconds because we do have to get to the next segment. But, we love your sponsors and we appreciate all the support. So go ahead and tell everybody what the sponsors are.
Yeah, I want to shout out and thank you to Vlado Footwear, who's given a couple of pairs of shoes and tees and hats we're going to be giving away. I got Speed Zone LA with some great family packs at $100 each. It's fun at their spot. We've also got Michelino Couture, who is providing our hosts with some jewelry. Thank you very much, Xavier. I got Interdrop Skateboards. We got a really cool cruise skateboard we're going to be giving away. Who am I forgetting? Maria. Maria is a member of Lady Zepp, which is a all-woman tribute band for Led Zeppelin. She's an amazing guitarist, and she's given away some free lessons at the show. And then I believe we also, Easy Way Promotions, has stepped up with our grand prize that is going to be, well, maybe I'll let Eric tell you about that because he probably knows a little bit more, but you don't want to.
Here's the thing with that, Russ. We are still giving away the tickets, but it is a 21 and over event. Okay, it is a bar.
Okay.
So, it is, the tickets are available, but it is a 21 over event, so I don't know if it's going to be, the best for all the teenagers and everything. But, hey, you never know. The tickets are available,
okay.
But it is 21 and over.
Okay, fine. And then two more real quick. I don't want to forget E-Optometry out in West Hills, California. They've given us three pair of designer sunglasses valued at about $200 each. We're going to be giving those away. And then also Planet Halo. Planet Halo makes a DVR recording GPS camera for your car. We're giving away one of those, which is really sweet. So come
awesome.
On out. With every
you
ticket.
You only have two pair of glasses now. I get a pair.
Okay, Sonny, we'll see what happens. But, real quick, for you guys out there that we mentioned the tickets, you buy your tickets in advance. Not only do you get your entry ticket to come and see and enjoy all this fun, but we're also going to give you 4 raffle tickets for chances to win some of this awesome stuff. So for $10, you could walk away with hundreds of dollars in gifts. So, don't wait. Go get these tickets, man. This event is hot. You don't want to miss it. Eric, I can't thank you enough for the time on air. Megan, you're awesome. I love you, sweetie. Ed, thanks for chiming in there. Matthew, wherever you went, thank you, buddy. Matthew, by the way, is going to be there doing his thing with the raffles, so he'll be on stage too. And Matt, by the way, you guys, Matthew is the star of Disney Junior's Guess How Much I Love You on Disney Junior Monday through Friday. He's the voice of Little Nut Brown Hair, and he also has a feature film called Camp, which is on Netflix right now and doing fantastic after a theater run, so check that out. I'm done, Easy. I know you got to move on. Everybody, thank you so much. AA&M Promotions is proud, privileged, and honored to be putting on this event for Kaylee Stallings, and we hope we see you all there.
All right, guys, so you listen to Easy Talk. Why don't you go ahead and pop on Megan Henry's song one more time, just a little bit of love for her time. And again, this event, guys, on the 21st, you know me. I'm congressionally recognized. I have an award named after me by many organizations. I've done a lot of things in this industry, and I'm telling you right now, this is a really good event to be at. So, guys, I'm Easy with Easy Talk Live, and this is Megan Henry. And when we come back, we have Director's Corner with our man, Norbert Brown, Jr., telling you what's going on in the director's world. Movies, films, yeah.
You ready for this? Let's go.
Previously on NBC, you know, Betty White's co-star. Why don't you tell us what's going on with Norbert Brown?
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Good morning, L.A. Good morning. This is Norbert Brown, Jr., and today we have an exciting guest for you, very exciting guest, Dominique Nicole. And I want Dominique Nicole to tell you about herself. I mean, she's an exciting actress, singer. I mean, she does everything. I thought I'd do everything, but she does everything. And she's going to be doing some work with me in some of the movies that I have coming up. And I just want L.A. to just welcome her. Hello, Dominique.
Hello. How are you?
I am great. I want them to know exactly what you do and tell them some of the things you've been in.
Well, I mean, first, I'm so honored to have the opportunity to be on your show, Director's Corner, today. I mean, you have worked with so many people. Oh, my God. And it's just an honor, you know, to be able to share the same space with you. So,
first,
I have to thank you for that. But as far as my acting experience, I started off in theater and basically got into film and TV about 7 years ago.
Okay.
Right now, I do have some work with Tyler Perry from his movie Medea Goes to Jail. I've worked with a lot of independent film directors as well, Michael Cohen with Losing Everything. I did a VH1 TV series just recently on TV1 called The One You Got Away. And I also did, I guess it's called like more of a reenactment with TV1 as well. That is actually showing right now. Yeah, it's on
wow.
right now. It's a TV1 Fatal Attraction.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that is great. Go ahead. Easy Way Broadcasting brings us so much and so many exciting things, but I just want the world, the whole LA and the West Coast and the East and the North, I just want them all to know about you because you're about to really get into some big things, and I'm definitely grabbing you first and using you on a lot of different things. And also, I'm going to be doing some things because I'm coming to L.A. this week, next week, and I will be having you walk around, go around with me to red carpet events. Easy Way Broadcasting will be involved in all these big things coming up on the 25th and the 28th. Oh, my God, we got so many exciting things. But, Dominique, I'm just so excited just to have you on here. You're exciting. Tell the fans how they could go see your work, where you're from, everything.
Well, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and I really, really find passion in helping. I love helping the youth in the entertainment industry because I was so misguided when I was young in the industry, and I find so much passion seeing people actually get great results.
Wow.
Progress makes me excited. And when I can see a young person or even some of the adults, you would be surprised, accomplish some of the things, the passions that they've had in their heart, from even just building a resume, starting to learn how to build an acting resume, like those basic things are so important. And I love helping. So I started a nonprofit called Life and Love Foundation. It's a 501c3.
Okay.
And so I go around and I help young people as well as adults, you know, with their resumes and things like that, to get them in talk with the real people in the industry, people like you, you know, people that are really out there doing it for real and really want to see people excel to their highest potential. So I'm excited. You have a great, great array of projects coming up. And so I'm looking forward to working with you in your movie coming up called Jersey 4. That one sounds very exciting.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be very exciting. Now, how can they get in touch with you? Because I know it's a lot of actors to come to me to need help, a lot of actors to come to me to need help. How can they get in touch with you? Do you have a website? Do you have a way of getting in touch with them? They can get in touch with you. You know, the Easy Way Broadcasting is one way, but tell them how they can get in touch with you so you can help some of these young actors and actresses.
Sure. They can go to DominiqueNicole.com, and that's DominiqueNicole.com. And everything, all of my social media is Dominique Nicole, and it's either Dominique Nicole or Dominique Nicole TV, and that's Twitter or Facebook as well.
Wow. See, I love that Dominique. You know, that name is just so fancy, so original. You know, I love it. And you know, anybody with the name Dominique is definitely going to be getting some kind of Oscar or Grammy or something.
Well, I received that. Let me be the first.
I am so glad that you're on the Director's Corner. Easy Way Broadcasting has a lot to do with everything that goes on in L.A., and we are so glad, you know, to be partners and family with them because it's just like being in the family, and now you're a part of that family. And you're actually going to meet them, you know, in L.A., you know, the man to put this together. And, you know, we're going to get together. We're going to really, really have a good time. I thought that I was going to be all bored.
She's with me right now. I got to interrupt your segment. If she got a name like Dominique, I got to meet a name like Dominique. Hi, Dominique. How are you?
Oh.
I'm the guy that she's talking about.
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey,
I didn't interrupt
you.
I said I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead and go back with your segment.
Oh, okay, Easy. Well, you're going to meet Easy in L.A. Easy's going to be in L.A. He's going to actually be around with us during the whole thing. He's going to be taking us around, you know, because I thought that it was going to just be another business trip, but I see that this is going to be very exciting. And tell me what some of the new projects that you're working on, Dominique.
Right now I'm working with director Dr. Gary Flanagan. He has a movie called Double Entendre.
Okay.
That's coming out. Also, there's a couple of TV series I've been casted for on VH1 that are about to come out. We've been working on the teaser trailers for those. Those are in talks right now. So I'm excited, but I'm more excited about this feature film.
Oh, well, I am so glad because, see, This film, we're getting it together now, so that means you got to tag around me for a whole year until everything get done, so.
I love it. That's the way it's done. That's the way it's done. Yeah. You want to be a part of something. You want to be a part of a family. That's how you grow. So I'm going to learn a lot. I got my pen and paper ready.
Okay, well, that is great because this is definitely a family, you know, Eric and, you know, the Easy Way Broadcasting is a family. Also, my manager, you know, Rick Stevenson, he's like, you know, a family. He makes sure that all these things go on. I mean, we have so many exciting things that we're going to be working with. And one of our definitely big-time people down there in L.A. is Detroit Farmer. Detroit has a lot to do with a lot of things we do out there in L.A., and we want, you know, to do a shout-out to Detroit today because I know he's waiting for me to get off that plane in L.A. so we can get things started out there. And, you know, we just want, you know, to just, you know, let you know that, you know, from the day on, you're just a part of the family and you know, everybody's going to make sure that they open all doors for you because this is very exciting for me to work with you because, you know,
I got a question. I got my hand up on my show. Can I get acknowledged, Norbert?
Yes, go ahead, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so Dominique and Norbert, how did you guys meet?
Through the management team.
Oh, so management actually works. Okay, cool, right on. And Dominique, Norbert, you know, there's a lot of listeners that we have that want to be, you know, actors, they want to be singers, they want to be producers, they want to get in the industry. And one of the number one questions that we always get asked is, you know, how do you prepare yourself before a role and things like that? I want to take it a little deeper and ask this particular question to both of you guys. When you have people that are naysayers and people that are maybe jealous and, you know, and want to hold you down and you get that negativity, how do you deal with that? What do you do? How do you flip it to a positive, or, you know, do you have any examples of any type of, you know, situations of haters or anything like that you've dealt with? Because I think it would be very interesting to hear some sort of story with established people like yourselves.
Ladies before gentlemen.
God, that you did go deep. It is a good question. Well, because, you know, when things come out negative, you know, at you, sometimes, you know, we take it as the truth. But the truth really lies within you. Your truth, you have to stick to it and be confident about who you are and what you want in life. And I look at it, I think you have to change your perspective. You have to kind of look at it like the negativity is also a positive voice for you, because the more people talk about you, no matter whether it's negative or positive, it creates a voice for you in the industry, and you become more knowable. And that's the whole thing, is to everyone to know you and know who you are. And then when you're a platform, you have an opportunity to share who you are and share the substance. I think as an actress, everyone's like, oh, you're just another actress. So people think that we are not intelligent or that we don't have any substance. And I think that we, in the arts period, we are some of the wisest people around because, man, we're reading, we're studying, we're constantly understanding what is going to make us better in our craft. How can I experience what this director wants me to bring forth? What experiences have I had in my life that I can share with the world? So when you look at it from a positive perspective and you look at it like no matter if it's negativity or if it's positivity, you just bring you. You bring the goodness in you, and it will help create a voice for everyone to hear and see. And that opportunity for you to shine, for you to be able to explain who you are, will come. That's how I look at it.
Good answer, Dominique. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, that's awesome, Dominique. That was great. And I can't even top that, but all I could say is being a director and a producer for so many years, I just believe that, you know, no matter what people say, no matter how people treat you, if you say you won't give up, nothing that they do can stop you because you are on a journey, on a mission. And as long as you're on a mission, everything that people throw at you will bounce off you and come right back to them, and you will be on top of things. So never stop, never give up. Just keep going, and you will be the top of your game. And that's the truth.
I kind of look at it as Hapkido. Because when you do Hapkido, you use their weight against them. So if someone says something negative about you or posts something negative about you, well, what you can actually do is you can flip it and turn it to positive publicity for yourself. And you can actually use it to your advantage. And if anybody wants to learn more about that, follow me. I do great tweets, and you learn great things. All right, so Dominique, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you. Nova, it's a pleasure meeting you. Now, I don't know if we should tell them who we're going to be rolling with this week. Should we mention anything? Or
yeah. Tell them all about it, because Dominique's going to be coming down, and she's going to be rolling with us sometime, too.
Well, I know we got I'll say one, and then you say one, and then I'll say one, and you say one. I know we got, you know, obviously Dominique, and we got Phoenix. Rose, which is one of the awesome characters on the 215 Stilettos that you have created, Nolbert, and I will be producing on. Your turn.
Okay. And also, we're going to be going out to our event this week, and we're going to be with the president of the WB, John Mata. John Mata is going to be rolling with us this week. He's going to be at some of the events that we're doing this week. So we're going to have John Mata with us, Phoenix with us, Dominique with us, you, Eric. Wow, Detroit Farmer. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the Twitter Farmer, but you just stole that out of my words. But, yeah, guys, we're going to be definitely having a lot of fun, and it's going to be we're going to be at the W Hotel. I'm putting it out on air so everybody can come get pictures and autographs and say what's up, and TMZ can come nab us. We're going to be at the W Hotel, and as well as the top of the Grammy building in downtown Los Angeles with Ernie Singleton and his wonderful event honoring some great individuals. If anybody wants to know more information, you can hit us up at my fans page at Eric Zulli Fans, as well as download the application ERICZULEY. Someone told me I spoke too fast, so if you notice this show, I've slowed down, and I'm pausing between my sentences and my words. I hope you're proud of me, person. Okay, but ERICZULEY, it's an application that basically connects you to the stars, connects you to great people in Hollywood. It's called the Eric Zulli app. Shout-outs to the wonderful My Pocket, My Pocket Mobile, for sponsoring us with that. And we're going to have a blast.
Great. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited. And I will see y'all guys in L.A. on the 23rd. I'll be flying in on the 23rd. So I will see y'all guys. Y'all probably could catch up with me if you see anywhere with Starbucks that you probably have seen me in L.A.
Now, Nolbert and Dominique, I want to introduce you to our co-host, and I had to shut her up for a little bit because she keeps stealing my spotlight. So I'm bringing her back in now. Sonia Harley, one of our wonderful Easy Way Angels. You know, say hi to us. Join the conversation. You still there?
Is she still there? Hello?
I'm going to be on mute. Okay, well, I gave you the opportunity. No, I'm kidding. You'll be meeting here this weekend, Nolbert. And Dominique, it was a pleasure meeting you. Okay. I hope you enjoyed doing it the easy way. We do this every week. We have a blast. And you guys, if you're enjoying the show, you can follow me at ERICZULEY. Google it, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all that fun stuff, as well as YouTube. We have over 7 channels. And a lot of great content to watch on WTVNetworks.com. And we have a couple callers, so I'm just going to grab some callers here out of random. And actually, you know what? No, I'm going to pop on a song. And you guys listen to Easy Talk Live. And this song, if I can find it, is a funny song. I think you guys will like it. It's a good friend of mine. His name is Bill Zucker, good friends with Jenny McCarthy. And it's called the Twitter Song. If you like it, go to our fans page and post your comments. This is the Twitter Song by Bill Zucker.
I think that's it, Dominique.
Well, yes, I've been thinking it's time to start drinking. My whole life is falling apart. Well, I'm stressed and depressed and my life is a mess and I gotta make a new start. Well, I don't know why, but it seems, girl, that I've got an addictive personality. I haven't left home in God knows how long since I picked up the laptop to see. see. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I just can't get it on back. Well, it all started with a little MySpace, and then soon that just wasn't enough. Now I'm out on the streets trying to score a few tweets. This cyber life can be so tough. Well, I can't remember the last time I slept, and I sure don't remember this beard. Well, my phone has stopped ringing and no one stops by. I know my friends think I am weird. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I wanna get it on back. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I wanna get it on back. Well, I got an email from Dr. Drew.
Guys, I know Bill Zetsch is a good friend of mine. You guys also might remember him from Kelsey Grammer. You know, he did a lot of stuff with Kelsey Grammer. Has over 500,000 Twitter followers, so I suggest you follow him, Bill Zucker, B-I-L-L-Z-U-C-K-R. So we have another special guest, a friend of mine that was actually introduced to me through Alan Tino Brown, which we're going to bring on the show here really quick. I'm going to let him introduce his guest. Alan Tino Brown, supporting the raising awareness for cyberbullying and CyberWatch. You're on the show. Say what's up. Say what's up to everybody, Alan Tino. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Alan Tino, Cyberspace Media in a house.
Cyberspace Media. All right, now, Alan Tino, you put me on the phone with somebody, and this was just an amazing conversation, and I want to give you a chance to introduce your guy. And tell everybody real quick before we bring him on what he does and what you put me on the phone with him for. Go.
Okay. As you know, Eric is the big social media man. I'm the techno man. My guy came to me, introduced to me a concept that I'm going to show you, which is a perfect merger for Eric and myself. Everybody knows Eric loves what? Instagram, right? But Eric also likes to rap and do freestyle. So when he gets crazy and wild on the show, he can now do Instagram. That's right. Eric can actually sing, rap, do whatever he wants to do, and send it out just like Instagram. But now you can actually download his antics from iTunes. That's right. Oh, my God. Continue where I left off, Eric. You have the floor.
That is just freaking cool. So you're telling me there's an Instagram for musicians? That's the guy that we have on the line right now that's going to talk to us. I mean, do you know how big that is?
That's huge.
Give him an Easy Way theme song for this one, guys. This is just
ridiculous.
We have an amazing guy on the line, guys, and this is an amazing revolution. That's why I had to pump the music up and get the show going and get excited. This is so huge for artists. You thought Reverb Nation was big. You thought American Idol was big. No, okay, I'm not going to go that far. But you thought Reverb Nation. No, okay. Now, guys, we have an amazing guy. We had a great conversation, and he's representing this new platform called Songstagram. So Instagram, but with song in front of it. So I know that all my artists out there, all my musicians, all my producers, everybody that I know in music, and I know Ernie Singleton and all my people in the music industry are going to go crazy. In fact, all of my people in the film industry and the television industry, because you need a score. You need music. This is huge, guys. I'm telling you. We have the caller on the line. Alan Tino, introduce your guest. What is his name?
Mr. Reggie Williams. Please say a bow and say hello. And how are you, everyone?
Reggie Williams, welcome to the show, man.
Oh, guys, you guys are amazing. I tell you, what an incredible show. Eric, this is truly phenomenal. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for being able to pour out to the people and allow them to simply grab hold of a concept of connecting worldwide by hand and by voice. And you're truly amazing. And Alan Tino, thank you for the introduction. As you and I have partnered in many different things, but this right here with Songstagram is truly going to take the nation, take the world by storm. Why? Because we all love music. And when this actually united together, the concept, I mean, come on, when Apple launched the application last Thursday, it just solidified the greatness of what this company was going to do. And grabbing hold of the social networks around the world, uniting them through music, being able to upload music, interact with music, do your own videos, the whole concept of merging like YouTube, Instagram, and the social platform, it is truly phenomenal. So now the world will be all a part of Songstagram, and when you guys hear some more information, as we will be sharing this more and more and more, there's residual income behind it. So, hey, we're truly excited about that. And, Eric, I just want to ask you, when you really heard about this, I mean, what magnified thoughts did you have concerning Songstagram?
Well, I already knew it was going to happen as soon as Songstagram did it the easy way. You know, and Altino has the whole cyberbullying thing and raising awareness for
oh yeah,
you know,
let's
for
thank you for
and,
sponsoring us through Songstagram. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off, Eric. Let us do thank Reggie Williams for sponsoring us and supporting us for cyberbullying and abuse of any kind and any age level by, you know, subscribing to Songstagram through him. Thank you, Reggie.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Reggie. What I see is I see big concerts with Live Nation and big Songstagram concerts to stop cyberbullying and stop and really, really do a lot of difference. You know, and come out right off the bat helping a lot of people, because it's going to have a lot of artist support. It's going to be ridiculous, and I already know that. So, I mean, that's really, really what I saw when I first saw the site. You know, I just want to be able to help what you guys are trying to do, and you know, hopefully my artists and all the people that follow Easy Way and what we do. In fact, we do have an artist on, and see if she's on again, because she wasn't on earlier. Sonia, are you there? 3, 2.
Yeah,
one.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, you get to talk.
All right, great. Hi, daughter.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What do you think about Songstagram?
So let me grab my show here real quick. This is the reason I brought Sonia in, guys, and I'm also going to be bringing in Nolver Brown Jr. in a second here too, because I want to get opinions of people in different categories. So we're going to start out with Sonia Harley, who is an artist who has performed with people like Stevie Wonder and many concerts. In fact, there's some big things she's about to do with us as well as herself. And Sonia, listening to what we're talking about, a platform that is like Instagram, but it's purely for music, purely for songs, purely for artists. You know, what do you think is going to happen with this 5 years from now?
Oh,
from
my
an
gosh,
artist
5 years from now. From an artist perspective, I think 5 years from now there will be the Songstagram Awards. I think that there will be, I think that jingles companies and things of that nature will go to Songstagram and have, like, competitions. Whoever comes up with the best jingle on Songstagram, your jingle will be featured with our company. I think that there will be a Songstagram writing competition for writers, so I think they'll link up with BMI and ASCAP, maybe.
Hey, Reggie, are you taking notes?
I think that it'll be the first.
Yeah, that's my daughter talking.
She is really, really, she has
like
a... She has really great vision, because there are, and I'll just so you know, companies like that, BMI, Sony, and, you know, the beautiful part about it is there are a lot of major labels that are already contracted to and on board. I can't throw out any big names, but I will tell you this. It's like the top five top industry artists that are out there that are already very excited about Songstagram. And, hey, here's the deal. You can simply not only be a part of Songstagram as to what you described, but imagine being able to make money off of your own music. That means if you are an artist that simply has something that is truly unique and people can actually, instead of you sharing your profits with other companies, you now can share your profits with yourself and pay a little to Songstagram for being able to use the platform like that. So now you are your own music industry.
You take your airtime back, girl. Shut him up. Go ahead.
Okay. You saying that, okay, oh my gosh, as an artist, you saying that is the golden ticket, because that's where artists lose out so much if they're not like a writer, because a lot of artists that are out, they have, you know, writers that write for them, so they never see any return unless they go on tour, and that's where they make the bulk of their money as an artist, unless they're a writer. But you're opening
the door. Wait, Reggie, what's your last name?
Oh, my name is Reggie Williams, and let me share this.
Reggie Williams, and what is the owner of the Golden Ticket, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Willy Williams, Willy Wonka, Golden Ticket.
Oh, I know.
What I'm going to do on the next show, I'm definitely going to be inviting the CEO of this whole operation, and because he's a good friend of mine, his name is Rick, and we'll be inviting him so he can share even more and the magnitude of what's coming more so for Songstagram. So you guys are in for a treat.
It's just the most remarkable show
that you guys have for this platform to even grow in a greater masses.
I love it. And you know what? I have to say thank you for your time, Willie. And I'm going to bring Sonia. I want to let you talk, but I got to give let Nolberg come in really quick, because I want to get the perspective of a movie director that does films and television, and you know, you have scoring on films. And so we're going to bring in my man Nolberg Brown Jr., the creator of the George Jefferson character on The Jeffersons and All in the Family, a 2-time Tony winner, and a whole bunch of other awards. Mr. Nolberg Brown, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing? How everybody out there doing today?
Have you been listening to the show, or have you been watching TV?
No, I've been listening to the show. I am so I'm glad that y'all guys are going to have Music Graham, and I think that is going to be really awesome.
Did
I think that
Music
a lot.
That's somebody else is going to create competition for Songstagram, Music Graham. So Nolberg, I want to hear your opinion. Songstagram, something that is like Instagram, but purely for artists, for musicians, for music, for producers. Songstagram, you as a legend in the film and television industry, what do you think this is going to do in that type of industry?
I think it's going to help a lot of new artists that can't get on radio, that can't get an opportunity. I think it's going to help a lot of people. I think that it's really, really ingenious thing to do, to create something like this. I think that it's going to help a lot of people also coming right from theater, because when you come from theater, people think that you can't make a song, you can't go on the radio because you come from theater, but you can. And I think that this is a great opportunity. I think that this is something that the world should all come together and embrace this. And I think it's going to be a great, great opportunity. I'm also on the phone. I have Dominique on the phone. Dominique is an artist, a music artist, and she does live theater. She does big songs. She has a new song out now. And what do you think about it, Dominique?
Wow. I think it's explosive because, I mean, look at how Instagram has went, you know, with the pictures and to focus on, you know, on the art of music. With Songstagram, it sounds like that's going to be an explosive opportunity, and for a residual as well. Like, I believe they're going to attach, I think they said iTunes or something to it.
The iTunes platform, being that, and we looked at the numbers, they do up to 30 million a day in music downloads. Well, now that whole platform through Songstagram is a bigger and just more unique program, because you can simply do music downloads through Songstagram. Same prices, and the benefit of it all is you now have a larger social network that are community-based, and so now you can actually through sharing your information and people downloading your music, there's a whole nother revenue stream that you can be a part of that when we get things situated, and I speak with Eric a little bit more about it, that you guys will be able to actually join and receive company profits from all music downloads on a monthly basis. So you're
I want to put the cherry on top of the cake with the ice cream. Can I put the cherry on top of the cake with the ice cream of this whole conversation?
Yes,
all donations for cyberbullying.
Who is our Sonia Harley? Who is our sponsor magazine that sponsors the show?
Wow, Music That Pays magazine, definitely.
There you go. Now, what was that name? Music That Pays. Let's just let the name speak for itself. And you guys want to know more about how this can all come together, you can tune in next week at our show, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're kind of losing time here.
Okay, Willie. So do you guys have an artist on your board?
No, we want you, daughter.
Yay, that's what you need. You need Sonia Harley on your board because you should have stuff from an artist's perspective. You need to know how we think and how we feel, you know what I mean? So I can give you
a lot of insight. Just give me an idea. I need to have a special, like, dream chime jingle sound because I just made a dream come true.
We do it on your TV show at Pepper J's? Eric, why don't we do it live, a video on your show with Sonia singing?
Well, we're going to definitely talk about everything off air, Tina. I really appreciate you bringing everything to the table. I appreciate everybody's time. The show is a great show, and so I'm gonna. We have 5 more minutes left in the show, guys, and I'm gonna just toss this out there. We are about to do showcases. We're about to do physical talent showcases. We're about to do a lot of things to give artists opportunities. What I'm seeing here is we have a legend on the line here that does a segment on my show that has 4 or 5 films coming out, 2 TV shows. We are, going to be hanging out with major people like Norbert said, the president of Warner Brothers. WB means Warner Brothers. And major individuals like that. I'm seeing, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but we have an opportunity to help artists here. We have an opportunity, where we can have artists that might want to do a score on a movie or something like that. And in order to be eligible, you go through Songstagram, and you do it the easy way, and you like this, and I'm just kind of brainstorming here between everybody on the show on how we can truly help talent. Unlike a lot of other individuals, I'm not going to mention any names, but unlike a lot of showcases and people that say, oh, perform on stage and these major record label owners and these people will make your dreams come true and come to Hollywood and make your dreams come true and blah, 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 and nothing happens. And we take your money. The easy way and what we're doing, Easy Way Broadcasting, we are not doing that. We have some real individuals on the line here, guys, on the show, and we do this show specifically so you hear it from their lips themselves. And these people are here to help. And believe me, if I'm dealing with them, if they're doing it the easy way, they got a good heart. So and if you guys want to follow and you want to be a part of everything, you go to Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook. It's a group we have. Just join that group. It's a platform for you to promote yourself for free, for you to meet individuals like we have on the show, for you to you support us, we support you right back. So there's amazing things that happen from this show, guys. And also tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download my application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, right on your Apple or your Android store. And you can watch the show live, and you can see everything that we do here. So you hear it, then you see it. It's really cool. We do awesome giveaways. And don't forget, we're doing an awesome contest with Megan Henry. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting. Get your chance to win your tickets to the 21st on June 21st and hang out with all the stars, get some press, get some free publicity, and get some really cool stuff. So we love you guys. Thank you for hanging with us. Thank you, Alantina. I appreciate it. No, but I kind of robbed you before, so I'm gonna go ahead and put your outro for your segment. We gotta give Aretha her love. Thank you, everybody. We love you guys. We'll catch you guys next week for everybody's time.
Next week, guys.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.
This episode is brought to you by VanityDrink.com.